Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. about calcium bentonite clay. Your opportunity to ask questions that you're not finding the answers to online, and I'm here to help you with those. As you know, it's kind of a bittersweet moment because this is my next to the last teleseminar. I'm retiring the teleseminars. The webpage will still be up with all the free information on it, but it's getting a little costly for a retired person, so it's time to me to stop these. However, you can always get my number from the webpage, bentoniteclayinfo.com, and give me a call if you have a question. And if you want to consult over a long project, well, we'll discuss a consultation fee. I do have a few questions this morning. Tricia in Louisville. Good morning, Perry. I won't be home listening live, but I will listening to the replay. My question, my adult son is diabetic and takes extended release meds. Can he take clay at least 1 hour after his pill? I think the clay acts on the stomach and the intestines and therefore should not interfere with the pill. I think the pill would be in his bloodstream and not affected by the clay. Is this correct in your opinion? If it has been absorbed into the bloodstream, the clay will not interfere with it. However, you need to talk to the pharmacist about the medicine and find out, since it's extended release, how long is does the pill stay in the digestive system before it's absorbed into the body? So I would get a pharmacist's opinion on that first, just to make sure. I know a lot of people who are diabetics that take the clay, but I don't know if they're taking the same medicine. But they seem to be doing well with it. And Joanne Ecker from Quiana. Just wanted to share last month, I asked about saving tooth with root canal caries from root canal or extraction. Went to the dentist yesterday. The tooth was saved, no root canal. Cleaned up the caries and the crown. I've been drinking the clay and packing the tooth day and night with clay per your advice. Wow, that is wonderful. I'm so happy to know you were able to save that tooth. That is just, you never know, depending on how deep the infection is, if the clay can pull it out. But I just always want to give clay a chance first, because I just never underestimate the power of clay. May I use this as a testimonial? I would love it to add it to our testimonials. Please let me know on that. And then Maria says, my daughter has a pinched nerve in her back and in a wheelchair now. Any advice? Yes, darling, I would put a poultice over her spine, make the clay mask the mud, and put it on, get a piece of Glad Press and Seal you get at the grocery store. It's with the saran wrap. It's sticky on one side, and cut a long strip. And then put the clay in the middle, the part that you want to get on her back. Now, it's going to be cold. The clay is always a few degrees cooler than the ambient temperature. So if you'll put it in a small Ziploc sandwich bag and warm it in a pan of just run some hot water in the sink in a bowl and warm it just a little bit. And then cut the snip on the corner of the bag and just squeeze it down the middle of that strip, and then place the strip. You want the sticky side, you want to put the clay on the sticky side and leave the sides dry, the top and the bottom and the sides dry. And then when you press it to the skin, it will hold it in place like a mild Band-Aid. It's not harsh like a Band-Aid. And you can put it on there and it will hold the clay in place, and she can wear it day and night. And I believe it's going to help. I know it certainly helps with sciatic nerves, so I feel that will really help relieve that area. What it does is it pulls out the swelling and the inflammation, and it allows the bone structure to sort of slip back into place. Sometimes a vertebra or a little piece between the vertebra will slip out, and when the pressure and the swelling is released, it'll slip back into place and relieve that pressure. So bless you with that, and hope that that helps. Maria all said, "Oh my gosh, you've been amazing. Thank you." Well, thank you. That's so nice. I'm going to miss you guys. I really am. I love doing the teleseminar, but just the service, teleseminar service alone is over $1,000 a year, and I'm retired now. And when I add the websites to it and the mail service and my website updates to it, it comes to around $3,000 a year. And since I'm not bringing in income now, it's just been a little too costly to continue it. But I love you people. I'm going to miss this interaction so much. But like I say, you can still email me. Kathy in Detroit, Perry, thanks for all you do. Is your book still available? If so, where can I get it? You can go to theclaybook.com, and there's a link there that takes you to it. Yes, this is the new book that's so full of good information. It's got research backing it up. It has so much more than the first book. The Blue Book was the first book, and I was still learning about clay, and since then I have got a library of handbook of clay sciences, two volumes of it, big thin little print, the geology of clays, and numerous books on clays that I've read so I could help understand it. And it's a complicated yet simple product. The elements of it and how it works are complicated. It's kind of like our bodies. How does the brain tell you to move your hand and arm? Clay just does things for the body. It's all for the good. There are very few people who are extremely sensitive to everything, and they have to start with very small amounts of the clay, and they can gradually build up. But clay just wants to help the body, and it's just amazing. You know, I just hate to see people suffering with shingles, and these doctors don't know. All you need is clay to dry up the shingles, and you can cut the healing time 3/4. And sometimes the loss of that pain is instantaneous, and that severe pain that comes with shingles goes away. I just hate to see people getting amputations before they've tried clay, particularly diabetics. They have poor circulation. We have a new testimonial I'm going to add to the site that shows a lady with a heel ulcer that had just borne deep into her foot. It was infected. It had pus around it, and they couldn't get it to, the antibiotics weren't working. They wanted to amputate, and they started working on the clay. It pulled out the infection, and over time it healed it, and it pulled this plug out and filled in the flesh, and you can't tell she ever had anything wrong. And her feet, she soaked her feet so much and kept them wrapped in the clay that all the calluses and corns on her feet peeled off, and her feet were just baby soft. So, you know, when you have something that can do that, it just makes you wonder, what else can it do? Why am I afraid to use it? So I want to thank all of you. It's just been a real joy to be here with you. And I was hoping we'd have a lot of people on today and a lot of questions. I'm not seeing any more questions right now, so I'm going to go over to the conference page and see if anybody online would like to ask a question. If you'd like to ask a question, if you press star 2 on your phone, I can open your line. I was looking at some of the testimonials this morning on the website, on the Bentonite Clay Information website, and one I thought I really loved this one. It's about fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, and chronic fatigue relief from liver poultices. She said, I wanted to share how much doing liver poultices every day has been helping me. I've been diagnosed with several health conditions, including fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, sclerosis, and heavy metal toxicity. One of my main symptoms is severe food allergies and malabsorption of nutrients. I started taking daily clay baths and foot soaks and drinking liquid clay internally and immediately felt much better. I've also noticed a big benefit from doing liver poultices on a regular basis. As soon as I start putting the clay on my liver, I can feel my body relax significantly and something just unwinds internally. It's a very interesting feeling. I usually have to go to the restroom within 5 minutes of putting the clay on. I feel lighter and happier and more relaxed in general after doing a half hour or 2 hour poultice. I finally started to gain some of much needed weight and have been feeling more relaxed overall since I added the poultice to my clay regime. If I feel irritated or out of sorts or something like that, putting a liver poultice on immediately helps improve my mood. It is great. Audrey W. So if you let's try that for depression, do a liver poultice. Why not try it? You know, I just love that. I don't think too many people do liver poultices. And you can go online and look on where the liver is. It's on the right-hand side, slightly below the rib cage, and part of it's behind the rib cage. So if you just put the poultice on that area and cover it, and, you know, just try it, even if you don't have anything wrong. See what you notice, because so many of us need to stimulate. Our livers are overworked and stimulated. I have a friend who drinks lemon water in the morning for her as a liver cleanse, just lemon juice and hot water. I've got to put a little something in there. I put a little guava juice in there. I can't take straight lemon juice and water. I guess I could if I had to, but it's kind of like taking cod liver oil for me. So, but there's so many of these things. If you read these testimonials, you're going to get ideas on how you're not using the clay. And it works on so many things. I mean, your pets, you can feed it to your chickens. You know, I'd put some of the mask out and let it dry where it's in little crumbles, and crumble it up and feed it to chickens or birds, and it helps them clean their craw. You know, they will go out and eat sand and grit for a chicken's craw to help them digest food. So, but reading these and seeing how other people use them will really stimulate you to, oh, I have that. Why hadn't I thought about using it for that? A friend told me yesterday that she had toenail fungus so bad that her toenail on her big toe was almost coming off, and she started using the clay. And all, you know, she said, I've been using it a while and noticed it felt better, but I didn't know if it was doing much good. And said, the other day I noticed a pink healthy nail starting at the cuticle. Her toenail fungus had gone all the way back and she had lost her toenail. So now with using the clay, good healthy nail is growing in. So it'll take a while for it to show up as it grow in. When I started using it for toenail fungus, my toenail fungus went like halfway back under the nail. And I was using it first and first time I used it, I could feel a little tingling in my toe the first two times. And then I couldn't feel anything, so I thought it wasn't working, and I quit after about a week. And then all of a sudden, I realized my toenail bed was growing out, and the pink area was getting larger. So I went back to periodically using it just to make sure I had that fungus out of there. And it can do that from under a finger, under a thumbnail, a toenail. Now, you know, that's got to be some strong cleansing and detoxing and pulling the bad stuff out to do that. So, okay, I'm going to go back over and check and see if we have any more questions today. I was hoping we'd have a lot of listeners and a lot of questions. Well, then look, here's another one. Oh, Maria said, that's a great testimonial. Maria is a Jehovah Witness, and I have some that visit me in the neighborhood, and they're very sweet people. So, Maria, thank you for that, and I know I'm getting a special blessing from you. Thank you. Felicia in Dallas, how could I use clay for acne? I'm assuming clay mask, face mask, but is there anything else I can do? Yes, ma'am, start drinking the liquid clay. There's something about drinking it that alkalizes the body. Acne is an overproductive oil glands and over acidicness in the skin. The skin is a reflection of something going on inside, and a lot of, you know, our teenagers, when they hit the hormone stage, their skin gets more oily, and they don't usually take time to wash their face good at night. They just fall into bed. Kids aren't, if they didn't, you know, hang out till the shower, that's about it. But drinking the clay will alkalize that over acidity and bring it into balance, and then doing a couple of clay masks a week will get rid of that excess oil buildup. And anytime you feel a new bump coming on, just take a little fingerful and dab it on that spot. And when it's starting to come, you can dab it on those spots and they'll just go back the next year. They just kind of dissolve and never really develop. So when you first feel them coming on, just grab that stuff and put a little dot on. My daughter used to get acne bumps on her back that never really came to a head. And she would put the clay on it, and it really helped her with those. Because they would be hard and very painful and tender. And the pores on the back are different than the pores on the skin, face, so... It helped her tremendously relieve that pain, and they just went away. That's all I can say. So yes, and you want a good internal clay. As you all know, I'm very fond of the living clay because I've compared it to so many clays, and it's a triple swelling calcium bentonite clay. Most of your calcium bentonite clays swell like a 1-to-1 ratio. You put one part of water to one part of clay, and sometimes you have to use less than one part of water. With the living clay, it's a 1-to-3 ratio. So you do one part of clay and three times that amount of water to make your mask. And so you're actually getting more clay for your money. So if you made a whole jar full of clay and mixed it in the blender at a 1-to-3 ratio, you would have three jars full of the mask. So you get more for your money in the long run, and it works so well. It's very strong detoxing, and yet it's very gentle. It's probably the most naturally non-gritty clay on the market. All clays are going to have some grit in them. Some of them are sand-sized. They're like sandy grit, and they're very harsh. But the clay is very chalk-like. When you mix the liquid and you let it stand on your cabinet, you're going to have some of the grittiness set to the bottom. If you shake it a few times, it's going to loosen all the clay. You drink it. When you still get down there and there's a little grit, add some water to it and feed it to your plants. It's as good for your plants. They'll start blooming. They'll get green and healthy. It's just fertilizer to plants. I know I've told this story before of the gentleman who had a septic tank, and he was afraid to run his water down, clay bath water down the drain. So he was taking bucket loads of it and throwing out in his yard in the wintertime. And the next spring, everywhere he had thrown the water, the grass was coming up in green, and the rest of his lawn was dead. But he really didn't need to worry, because if he had, when you mix it properly, if you sprinkle it over the water, you're going to have lumps. But if you mix it in a blender and add it to the bath water, it's going to be lump-free, and it actually cleans the pipes and the drains. We had a lady who had lived in a 100-year-old house, and she's, or maybe it was 50-year-old house. It was pretty old anyway. And she said she usually had to have the plumbers come out twice a year to clean the drains out. And when she started, her daughter started taking clay baths. She was autistic, and she would give her a clay bath every day, and it started cleaning the pipes. And she said while they were using the clay, they never had to have the plumber come out. So, see, it's even good for your plumbing. What else can you say? Thank you for that, Felicia. Kathy in Detroit, how do you use the clay for shingles? I have a friend who's suffering with shingles on her face. You put the clay mask on there, get it on as soon as it starts to break out, and just put it on. You can let it dry, or you can put it on and, you know, cover it with a piece of saran wrap if you want to. At night, just put a thin coat on and let her sleep with it on. But it'll start drying up the shingles, and when she first puts it on, it's going to start pulling the pain out. So, and Maria asked, how did you find this great source of clay? Like most things in life, I stumbled on it by accident. I met a guy who had lived in the area where the clay mine is, and all the locals there knew about the clay, and he was introduced to it. And he actually started a healing center out there, and it's in the Nevada desert, California desert area. It's right in the south end of Death Valley. And he learned from the locals and started using it with amazing results. And he was one of these people that can tell, he's a great storyteller, and he'd tell these healing stories, and they were just amazing, some of the things he told, and everybody wanted to try the clay. And they have natural springs there, hot water springs, so you can take the mineral baths, and he combined that with the clay. They had clay baths. He put in a pool and filled it with clay where you just jump in mud. And one of his builders who was helping him build some facilities there had spilled hydrochloric acid on himself, and it went down his leg and everything, and so he was just on fire, and he said, take off your clothes and go jump in the clay mud. And he just stripped his clothes right there and then ran and jumped in the pool of mud, and it soothed it and it stopped it, and it didn't leave a scar. It was amazing. He said it put out the pain immediately. So I happened to run into the right person at the right time, started using it myself, would share it with people when they came over and complained. One lady was at my house and was in severe pain from a cracked wisdom tooth, and gave her some clay to pack around her tooth, and she walked back in the room and she said, oh my gosh, the pain is already gone. And she was just blown away. And one friend that I loaned some to was very much into alternative medicines and had used clays before. And she called me back and said, where did you get this clay? I've used clays all my life, but I've got more results in one night with this clay than anything I've ever used, any clay I've ever used. There's a notable difference in the energy of this clay. She said, there's a body, mind, and spirit show this weekend, and I have a table. I'm giving you half of my booth. Get your stuff made up and bring it up there, and you need to introduce it to the public. So we had to go file a doing business as, think of a name for the clay. I think the first name was Nature's Green Stuff. And we made up some samples, and we jarred a few of them and made a label. We didn't know what we were doing. We just did it, printed out some information from the internet about clays. And we'd give these samples away, and they would come back the next day or maybe sometimes in 2 or 3 hours and say, oh, my gosh, this is wonderful. One lady had a broken thumb and was walking around holding her hand up in the air, and it was throbbing, and we smothered it in clay, and she came back in an hour, and she said, I want you to look at this. I haven't been able to move my thumb. I can wiggle my thumb, and there's no pain. And so another lady had jammed her toe and was limping. She was in a booth, working in the booth next to us, and I asked her what she'd done, and she said, I jammed my toe in aerobics 2 weeks ago, and she said, it's still so painful. And I said, you go home and smother that clay with this, that toe with this clay, and just prop it up for about 15 minutes. The next day, she was back in high heel boots, not limping, and she sent everybody over to our booth. And it just took off. And that's how the Living Clay Company came to be. And it was called Nature's Body Beautiful at one time. And it's gone through several transitions. It's been a wonderful journey. Helped so many people, and I get so many kind little notes and cards and emails, and that's what just boosts me and really encouraged me. And I hate that I'm going to have to give up the teleseminar, but it's just a little expensive. And I'm, you know, when you retire, you're kind of on a fixed income. So that's the way it is. So anyway, I'm still going to be here. And as long as I can, I'll leave the website up. Okay. Brandy North of Weatherford, Oklahoma. How much clay should I drink daily to detox? Now, are you detoxing from heavy metals, or you just want to kind of cleanse yourself? There are two attributes to detoxing. One is drinking the clay, and we start people at 2 to 3 ounces. Start with 2 ounces 3 times a day. Build it up. You know, if you've got digestive issues and stomach issues, each day add another ounce, and as long as you're still feeling good and doing well, just gradually increase it. You can go up to 4 ounces. We've learned that 8 ounces is very healing. That's a lot of clay to drink, but it doesn't hurt you, but it does tremendous healing for gut issues. The lady that had Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, irritable bowel, and polyps, and they wanted to remove her colon, and she was 46 years old. She started drinking 8 ounces a day, 3 times a day, and she eventually had to have surgery because she had had a weak spot in her colon from where she had had an obstruction that had passed, she said it was like a baseball, finally. And it had made a weak spot in her colon, and her spleen fell into it and ruptured the colon, and they had to do emergency surgery. But they only take out 8 inches, and she had 5 doctors around her when she woke up saying, we want to know what you've been doing since we've been treating you, that you've gone from the colon of a 70-year-old to the colon of a 20-year-old. And one doctor said, I know Crohn's disease when I see it, and it's not there anymore. Crohn's disease is a constriction. It's like the muscles tighten up and constrict and make the passage very small. And it healed that. It healed her polyps. It healed the ulcerated places in her colon. And her irritable bowel syndrome cleared up. So it depends on how toxic you are, how much you want to take. But we know it's safe. She also treated a gentleman who was given 6 months to live. He had sclerosis of the liver, and they said he had 5% of his liver functioning, and the doctors couldn't do anything for him. And he had heard about her and called her, and she put him on drinking 8 ounces a day, 3 times a day, taking a clay bath every day, and doing a poultice over his liver at night. And in 6 months, his liver had grown back 30%. In a year and a half, it had grown back 55%. And he's still alive today. So that's the power of clay. So mix the liquid that you drink. And also, if you have heavy metals in your body, like lead and arsenic and things on that, from the pollution in our environment. The best way to detox that is once it's absorbed into your bloodstream, it's sequestered in your body. So the best way to get rid of that is to start taking clay baths. Generally, someone came up with the rule of 2 clays per week for 3 months. Now, the gentleman with cirrhosis of the liver was doing daily clay baths. You can take them daily. And the lady with the autistic child gave her daughter clay baths daily because it calmed her down. The clay baths are very calming, and not only detoxing, but calming. They will pull out heavy metals like lead, uranium, X-ray radiation, arsenic, cadmium, just all of these toxic things. And we've had, like I've told the story about the gentleman, there were two of them. One worked at a chemical plant, and he started getting sick and taking clay baths, and the first clay bath, the stuff it pulled out turned the clay to a black, sticky something that was kind of caustic smelling. They had to scrape it out of the bathtub on the paper towels to get rid of it, because it just turned to kind of like tar. And the other one was a man who had pumped diesel for 17 years, and he got out of his first clay bath and noticed an orange ring around the clay, and he told his wife, he said, that's the color of diesel. Then we had we had a child with 7.3 levels of lead in his system, and he took clay baths, I think it was twice a week, it may have been more often, I've kind of forgotten, and took a teaspoon of clay, of liquid clay, daily, because he was just 3 years old. And in 3 months, they went back to get checked, and the doctors wanted to know what he had been doing because there was no sign of lead in his body. And we don't know, you know, and the testimonials on the website, you can see how many clay baths he had, because I've read so many of these, I kind of get them confused. But nevertheless, we don't know at what point the clay baths have cleared him. It may have been in 2 months' time, because he waited 3 months to go back. And when I first started learning about clay, I was always told, take 2 clay baths a week to detox for 3 months, to detox from your heavy metals and things. But you can take a clay bath daily. They're very relaxing. Autistic children get in the bath, and the parents immediately notice a change. They're calmer, they make more eye contact, and they become more verbal. So it has some effect on their whole nervous system. And it's instantaneous, just like that it is when you put it on a burn, the pain goes away instantly. So that's the power of clay and why I get so passionate. And Brandy said, just the cleanse, no heavy metals that I know of. Okay. If you're just doing the cleanse, you may want to take 1 clay bath occasionally, maybe once a month, and primarily just drinking the clay. I'd say 2 to 3 ounces three times a day if you can get it in. And it doesn't matter if you do it before you eat or after you eat. If you get it in there, it's going to work. If you're doing a cleanse, it's probably better to take it on an empty stomach for the first, and they say to do that for at least 21 days. So for the first week, I definitely try to take the clay on an empty stomach. And wait about 30 minutes, you know, and give it time to coat your inside and do the house cleaning it needs to do before you start drinking a lot of water and dilute it down. But you get it in you and on you, and the clay finds a way to work. It's amazing in that way. Okay, let's see here. Well, it looks like we're have no more questions. Does anybody online want to ask a question? If you press star 2 on your phone, it will mark you and I can open your line. If not, it's been wonderful being with you today. Tell all your friends next week that it's going to be our last clay seminar. So next month, we'll have 2 in December. I haven't written them in yet. Or maybe this, I'm sorry, I take that back. There'll be one on the, this may be the last one. I can't remember, I didn't write it down. Wow, this may be our last seminar. And I may schedule one more, just to let everybody to know that there'll be one more seminar, and then we'll be closed for the year. And I'm planning on moving sometime January or February to San Marcos, so I'll have to get a new phone number. My cell phone will stay the phone same, but you'll have to remember to go to bentonitecrystalinfo.com. And from there, there's a link you can go to order the book if you're interested in the new book. Or you can just look there and it'll have my any address and phone number changes. And the email address will stay the same. My cell phone should stay the same, but the landline will change. Okay, I'm going to take one more look, see if we have any more questions coming in, because sometimes they slip in. Okay, Cheryl said we have one more scheduled for the 16th of this month. Okay, good, the 16th. I'm a little off today. Thank you, Cheryl. So the 16th will be our last clay seminar, and we're going to send out notices and hoping we'll have a lot of people and a lot of questions. So if you have any questions, bring your questions. Tell your friends and neighbors to listen in, and all of these will be recorded, and you'll and the recordings will stay online on the website. So when you have questions, you can go back, and we try to kind of mention the topics in each recording. So if you have a question, you can look through and pick out the one that addresses the issue you're asking about and click on it and get some clarification. If that doesn't answer your question, well, call me. Now, I'm getting a social life for the first time in many years, and I play games with some elderly ladies a couple of times a week, and we go out to dinner, and when I'm with them, I'll turn my cell phone off, but leave me a message, and it may not give you my name, because when I have it forwarded from my home phone, I can't leave a message with my name. So just leave a message, and I will call you back. And so we will see you on the 16th, and have a blessed fall, and may all the joys of fall and the coming holidays be with you. And if you get stressed out, put a poultice on that liver and go take a clay bath that night, okay? Stay light and free and happy. Joy is our opinion. I mean, our goal. And a joyful person is a healthy person. So this is Perrier signing out and thanking you all. Bye-bye.